Dr. Davy Smith is conducting one of the dozens of clinical trials now in progress across the country to find a cure, not a preventative vaccine, for the coronavirus. He is a professor of medicine and chief of infectious diseases and global public health at the University of California, San Diego. Davy earned his biology degree from this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Davy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You are from this area and you are a graduate of this campus, UTC.
That's correct. Go Mocs. Yeah, so I grew up in Middle Valley, Tennessee. My parents still live there and my brother still lives in Chattanooga. And I went to Red Bank High School and then I went to University of Tennessee, Chattanooga and was a biology major and graduated in 1993. From UTC, I went to East Tennessee State University up in Johnson City. That's where I went to medical school. And then after that, I did my residency in San Diego, and then stayed on to do my fellowship in infectious diseases at UC San Diego, stayed on as faculty.
And how long have you been in your current role?
I became the chief of the division in 2016. I am a translational virologist, which is an infectious disease physician. So I see patients with infectious diseases, and mostly my research in the area has been around viruses. So hepatitis C, HIV has probably been my biggest area of interest. And then once COVID hit, I started working in that area. What a translational virologist means is that I have a lab, so a laboratory that does lots of research using clinical samples and then trying to figure out new things to take that back into clinical practice.
And when did you sense that what has unfolded was going to be as serious as it is?
I had a good inkling that we were going to be in the trouble with another viral pandemic about the beginning of January. So if my parents and I and my husband were out doing a cruise in Australia for a vacation when we heard the reports that there was a new respiratory virus that was similar to SARS coronavirus at the end of December, the beginning of January. Since it was being spread respiratory-wise and it was being spread widespread, I knew that it wasn't long going to be contained in China. So it was soon going to get out and probably already had by the time that I had gotten home.
And then tell us more about your work there in San Diego these past months.
Once I got back home, everything changed. We started working very quickly in the lab trying to figure out how the virus attacked the immune system, how the immune system attacked the virus. San Diego was one of the first places that got people off the cruise ships. Luckily, our cruise ship wasn't infected, but other cruise ships were. And with those people were quarantined here in San Diego. So we had direct access to those passengers. So we got lots of samples there. And from those samples, we were able to figure out how the virus evaded the host immune responses. And that basically has led the foundation for what many of the vaccines are now tackling. The next step that we did is that I was very interested in trying to find new treatments for COVID. We applied to the NIH to start a trial using the infamous now hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. It took a while, it took basically too long to get that up and running, and it just politics got in the way and that made that untenable. But the next step that we did, because we were able to set it up on our end pretty quickly, the NIH said, we want you to run an even bigger trial. And that trial was part of what we call Operation Warp Speed, which is a national government program to really get clinical trials together to fight the SARS-CoV-2 virus. So I was tapped to be the lead on the program called ACTIV-2. And that specific program is to find new treatments that help people when they first get the virus to keep them from getting sick. So keep them from going into the hospital and dying. And that trial now has about 30 some odd sites across the US. We hope to get another 60 sites up and running, and then trying to open up new sites across the world in South Africa, India, Brazil, etc.
A lot of talk about when we might see a vaccine. You and your colleagues have to be very realistic, very careful, very methodical before even engaging in that talk yourselves, let alone with the rest of us in the public. What should people keep in mind as they see headlines suggesting, they see people speculating about what might happen when?
Yeah, it's all sound and fury at the moment, which drives everybody a little bit crazy, especially on the science side of it. Here's my best advice. On the vaccine, we absolutely need a vaccine. Things are working very quickly to get a vaccine. I think the scientists who are in charge of those trials will rigorously test the safety and efficacy of those vaccines. And hopefully politics doesn't get in the way to push out something too soon. So that's one. The other thing that I think people should know is that we don't necessarily, I want a vaccine, I will take a vaccine when it's effective and safe, but we don't necessarily need just a vaccine to get out of this pandemic. We can also borrow from what we know with HIV. In the HIV world, we don't have a vaccine. What we have are really good treatments, really good biomedical interventions that keep people alive who have the infection. But also, when people are treated, they don't spread that infection to others. So in that sense, our trial that's trying to find these new therapies for SARS-CoV-2 could be used in exactly the same way. And I think those therapies, we'll probably have our first generation of therapies probably in November, December. And that really will change the tide of how we're able to operate in society. Once we have those therapies, you could think of, I get exposed, I take the therapy, I don't have a risk of getting into the hospital or dying anymore. And that really is a game changer for what we can fight this pandemic.
And it's a sort of game changer that is meant to be prepared for if there is another wave, if there is a mutation, various scenarios.
Yeah, well, let's just play it out. Let's say the FDA has said that they're going to allow a vaccine that is 50% effective to be approved. If a vaccine is 50% effective, I will take it. But that means when I'm exposed in the hospital, and I see patients in the hospital all the time, if I'm exposed, then I still have a 50% chance of getting it. I still need a therapy to keep me from getting sick. And I think that really does need to be added into the equation of how we fight the virus.
And we say that there needs to be a therapy added. Break that down a bit more for people.
So what we're looking for are new drugs that are directly targeted towards the coronavirus so that when somebody gets exposed, you could take that medication and it would keep them from going on to an infection. Or if they're already infected, that medication would then keep them from getting sick enough to where they'd have to go in the hospital on a ventilator or even dying. And those are the therapies we're testing now.
And meantime, there are other things out there that people have to protect themselves against, including, especially this time of year, and we're talking about the flu, and we're talking about the need for people to get their flu shot.
That's right. So this fall is going to be very, very hard for us infectious disease docs because the flu is coming, but not just the flu. There are a whole bunch of viruses that circulate at the end of the year in the wintertime. Adenovirus, other coronaviruses, flu, respiratory syncytial virus, all of these are in our community, and all of these spring up during the wintertime when we're indoors and it's colder outside, and they all basically look the same. So somebody comes in with fever, cough, shortness of breath, I'm going to be left wondering, is this the flu? Is this SARS-CoV-2? Is this a regular coronavirus, etc.? So what we can do to lessen all of that is to get the vaccine for the one thing that we know works really well is the flu vaccine. And that'll help everyone coming this flu season.
And if people want more information about the work that you do, where can they go online?
RiseAboveCOVID.org. So RiseAboveCOVID.org.
All right. Davey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Ray.